Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Velocity Cast. I always appreciate you guys tuning in. I appreciate the notes, the messages. I love hearing your interpretations of podcast episodes or your stories as it relates to an episode that you've heard. So always feel free to reach out. All my contact info for all of the channels is always in each episode description. And so this week, I want to talk about something that is a concept I am embracing or have been embracing in my life as of late, as I am pivoting and changing careers and doing new things. It has been important for me to take the right approach and to do things the right way. And a great piece of advice that I got was to essentially try to aim in the general direction, the right general direction, but to let go of exact expectations or specifications or paths or whatever. So when we want to make a change or when there's something we want to pursue, sometimes we can overplan and we can try to, you know, lay out the exact method that we're going to use to accomplish a certain thing. We have a very specific goal in mind. We want to do things a very specific way. And this level of granular detail, while it can be helpful in some instances, the reality is that oftentimes this leads to bigger problems because most of the time life plays out in a very different manner than we anticipate. And so if you're setting a goal for yourself or you're trying to accomplish something, the information that you have at the outset or before you've started the journey could be one thing. And then as you start to walk down the path, you are likely going to encounter people, situations, environments, whatever, and new variables that change how you perceive the journey. And, you know, one of the examples that I use for this is if you look at the explorers of old, so the people who would put together a ship crew and sail across the sea with really no concept of exactly where they were going. In order to make that journey, which was incredibly dangerous, in order to make that journey successful and to reach land somewhere, there were a few things that had to happen. First, you had to have a basic understanding of, you know, nautical navigation. You had to be able to read the stars. You had to be able to know which direction you were heading in. And at the time, tools were very primitive. It wasn't like GPS existed as we have now. There, you know, navigation was a very simplistic methodology and practice. And so there were certain principles that needed to be known by the ship's crew in order to effectively navigate on the journey. You know, you had to have a general destination in mind, but keep in mind that when these explorers were traveling by sea, most of the map was as yet undiscovered. So the lands that they were sailing towards, they had maybe an idea that something there existed, or they believed that something there existed. You know, this was all very new territory. And so I use that analogy because this concept of sailing in the right general direction, I think, is a good way to approach life when we have goals or when we're trying to make a change. There are basic principles that must be maintained. And those principles for us are we have to set clear goals. We need to break those goals down. We need to have some type of habit or methodology that is going to allow us to make progress. So we need to put all the pieces in place to have the system that will allow us to move forward, right? And we've talked about that system and things that work in that regard in the past. But that's essentially our, you know, our maritime navigation. That's us using the stars to make sure we're heading in the right direction. But much like the old explorers, we can't be too specific with our methodology. We can't be too specific with our plan because we are likely going to encounter things that were unexpected on the journey. And when you encounter those things, your plan essentially needs to change rapidly. It's going to get thrown out the window. Now, pieces of it may be preserved, so aspects of your plan may still work in this new situation, this new environment. But a lot of the time, you're going to have to kind of toss it out and go back to the drawing board. And so it's important to maintain flexibility in that regard and to be able to adapt and change as you encounter new situations, new people, new information. So one of the examples I'll use from my own life currently is I'm having a lot of meetings and a lot of conversations with people who have become part of my network over the years. And I've built that network by helping a lot of people out in a lot of different ways. I've been fortunate in that the gym community I've been a part of is incredibly tight-knit and friendly. And because I have, on several instances, done things to help others in that community, I am able to get meetings with people, and people are willing to take time, and they're happy to help and sit down and have conversations. But every single one of those conversations I have gives me new, useful, actionable information. So if I had set out a very specific game plan for how I'm going to accomplish my goal prior to having all of those conversations, and then I got that useful information and didn't implement it because I already had a plan laid out, I would end up ultimately in a worse position than if I adapted as that information came in. So as I have these meetings, as I have these conversations, they lead to other conversations with people from their networks. And each of these conversations subsequently gets me closer to where I ultimately want to end up. And so it's a series of adaptation that comes from these conversations, that comes from this information that I'm getting by speaking with these people and from them sharing their stories and their experience. And all of these variables slowly and in small ways adjust the plan, the trajectory, and the ultimate end goal. So having the flexibility to adapt quickly, to make better decisions when you have more information, to take action immediately, but then be willing to make little micro adjustments along the way. This is all incredibly important. And again, it goes back to this visual of this ship sailing, right? As this exploration is happening, maybe they realize they're a little bit off course, or they encounter something in the water, like a landmass or a glacier or whatever it is that they didn't expect to encounter. Well, you have to adjust the trajectory of the ship. You have to adjust the direction that you're sailing. And with that adjustment, now comes a subsequent adjustment to get you back on course. And so all of these little adjustments had to happen rapidly in order for that ship to ultimately end up going where they wanted it to go. And so when you are pursuing something in life, it's important to not be overly rigid. It's important to be willing to adapt as you learn more new information, right? Because with that new information, you're likely able to make a better decision. But two things are necessary for this approach to work and to be effective. One, and this is what we're already talking about now, you have to be biased towards action. So you can't just plan and plan and plan and then get some information and then plan some more, because action is what reveals that information to you. So creating an initial plan and being willing to just put your foot forward and start moving, that action is what allows you to then take in more information, to meet more people, to figure out how to adjust or alter your plans to be more effective. That requires action for that information to be revealed. So thing number one is you have to be biased towards action at all times. Over planning and thinking, even if you're adjusting your plan, even if you're, you know, making those modifications, you need to be taking forward steps the entire time. Thing number two is you have to be careful to not go in the opposite direction. So having no plan and not preparing at all is a guaranteed way to fail. So there's a distinction here between adapting a plan that exists and not having a plan to begin with. You need to do the groundwork in order to have a general understanding of the approach that you want to take. So when you set a goal for yourself, when you've created, you know, something that you want to achieve, you need to have a plan in place for how you will get there. Once you start moving and once that plan commences, that is when you will gain new information and you can adapt and change. But what you don't want to do is just come up with a goal or some arbitrary thing that you want to achieve and just start moving. You don't want to just start moving without a game plan in place, because failure to plan is planning to fail. We don't want to be rigid, but we also can't be too loose with our planning and preparation. So ideally, we want to be somewhere in the middle. We want to spend some time to prep. We want to spend some time to create a course of action that we can follow. And then we want to be flexible and be willing to adjust that plan as things change, as our reality changes. So again, in order to accomplish things in the best way possible, we want to create a plan of action. We want to attack. We want to start moving forward. Once we start moving forward, we are going to encounter speed bumps, hurdles, difficulties, challenges. As we encounter those challenges, that is when we need to adapt, adjust, change course, figure out a way to go around the obstacle, and then continue to progress forward with that new information that we receive in those situations. So this may be an obvious framework, and I don't think it's particularly difficult or, you know, creative, but it's something that I have spent a lot of time thinking about recently, and that has been particularly applicable to me. And I hope that this framework for decision making and for taking action and for achieving goals is also helpful for you. Maybe you've been too rigid, or maybe you have not been rigid enough, and finding a place in the middle where you can land and you can continue to make progress may be a helpful exercise for you as you try to progress forward. So until next time, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.